Jesus.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. 'Cause I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be it in a quiet pasture, by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. And should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Jesus, you're the shepherd of my soul. I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice. I need to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. So be it in a quiet pasture, by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Oh yes, it will. The shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Oh yes. Shepherd of my soul will be my until your life is done. If you love me, obey the Great Commission. Yeah, build churches everywhere. In every town, every province, every city, yeah, South Africa shall be saved. But tell me, how long is it gonna take for you to obey me? I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to obey me. Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Tell me, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, do you remember what I told you? I told you, build a mega church. And I told you, have a burning vision. Yeah, your vision must be big. But all you do does not lead to church growth, because your mind is on other things. All you say is, Lord, bless me now. You say, bless me and prosper me today. So I've been thinking to myself, it seems I'm wasting time on you. So I wanna change your position. I'm gonna replace you. I'm gonna bring in someone else. Because I have a feeling that I'm just waiting in vain for you to obey me. Excuses, more and more excuses. Honestly, I don't think that you love me. I think your heart is somewhere else. Because if you love me, hey, if you really love me, hey, you'd obey me. You would work much harder now. Waiting in vain for you to obey me. I really, really got this feeling that I've waited in vain for you to do my will. God wants to know, say, is he gonna wait in vain for your love? South Africa, is he gonna wait in vain for your love? Is he gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, oh, is he gonna wait in vain for your love? He wants to know now. Is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna wait in vain? He wants to know. Is he gonna, 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 is he gonna wait in vain? He's been waiting. Hey, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna waiting for so long? Is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna? He's been waiting for you and you and you and you and you and you. Oh, oh, oh. Is he gonna wait in vain? Oh, 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 oh. Is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna wait in vain? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna wait in vain?
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thanks a million for this wonderful opportunity to receive your holy word. What a blessing. What an opportunity. Guide us, Holy Spirit. Lead, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today I want to share with you about amplifying your ministry. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us know that the ministry is the greatest job
on earth?
Amen.
Amen.
The ministry, work of ministry, is the greatest job. I am a medical doctor. In my country, in 1982, we had a medical school in Ghana. Only 50 people could go to the medical school from the whole country. Because there were only 50 places in the class. I was one of the 50 people in 1982. In fact, I was the fifth person in the whole country to be accepted. To be in medical school, you have to study anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, microbiology, parasitology, virology, ophthalmology. Psychiatry. Microbiology. Is he telling the truth, this guy?
Yeah, I've got you.
Anyway, I had to study all these things to become a doctor. It's not easy. But after becoming a pastor, I became a pastor in 1988. And I was 25 years old. And I've been a pastor for more than 25 years.
Now, I would say that
it is more difficult to be a pastor than to be a doctor. That is one. And number two, it is a far higher job to be a pastor than to be a doctor. And then number three, it is a far more important work to be a pastor than to be a doctor. Because I am both.
So
I can say it. If I had tried to go to the medical school, but I couldn't get admission, and I'm saying what I'm saying,
maybe
you say that because I'm bitter.
I'm bitter.
out of bitterness. That is why I'm saying that it is better to be a pastor than a doctor.
But
I went to the school. I became a doctor in
1989.
And I practiced. And I still practice medicine. And I've built a hospital. But I am telling you that it is far greater to be a pastor or an evangelist than a doctor. Amen. So I want you to respect your work. Because in South Africa, a lot of pastors don't respect their work as pastors. You feel that it is not a very great job, so that is why you add business and you do so many things in it as well. Yes. Is it not true? And you even look down on people who are full-time pastors. You look down on them. As if to be a full-time pastor, maybe he's looking for money. Or he doesn't have anything better to do. That is why he is a full-time pastor. The reason why you are able to add business and all these things to your pastoral work is because you are not serious about pastoral work. You are not serious. You are not a serious pastor, I'm telling you.
Hey,
you are not serious at all. You are a disgrace to the pastoral ministry. Look. All the people I have, so many of the people that are around me, some of them are doctors. Some of them are lawyers. Some of them have worked at Wall Street. The last time I was counting the number of doctors, I counted 30 doctors, medical doctors that are working full time in the ministry with me. 30. Yes. So many. It is far more important. You see, you have not respected the work you are doing. Yes. That is why you lower it. It's called the high calling. It's a high calling. It's the high calling. Paul said, I count all things as dung. It's like feces. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. What? So pastors, I want us to really take the ministry seriously. Look, the devil is not resting. The serpent, he is biting. Look at South Africa today. Look at South Africa today. Democracy is not saving you from anything. Or what I'm saying is not true. What is it saving you from? You are just joining the rest of Africa, our African ways. You are joining us. When I first came to South Africa, $1 was 1 rand. $1 was four rand.
$1.
Now it's $1 is 14 rands.
Yeah. 14 rand.
Look at Zimbabwe. They have $10 billion. $10 billion to use to buy bread. $10 trillion. But it was just like South Africa before. Democracy, freedom, these are not what really is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. But we are not representing him well. And we are not doing the ministry well. In everything you do, you can go higher and greater. And it is your duty to go higher and not to accept the level that you are in. Yes, you have to aim.
Look,
before we came to South Africa, we were having crusades only in Ghana. Then we started to have crusades in West Africa. We traveled far. But that is not the end. We decided to go further. That is how come we have come to South Africa. Because we you cannot just accept where you are. You have to press hard to amplify your ministry. I've never seen a South African pastor in another country starting a church. Like maybe I'll go to Zambia and I'll see a church. They say, oh, this church, a South African pastor came here in 2001. He came here to start a church in Kenya. I've never seen it before.
No.
I've never seen any South African pastor that is in Malawi. Oh, you see this church? It's a South African pastor who has come to Malawi to come and preach, and he has built this church, or he's building all these churches. Never, I've never seen anything like that
Malawi
before. What spirit are you carrying? What spirit are you carrying? Listen to the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power. After the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will fall to the ground,
and
you shall receive power after the Spirit comes on you, and you shall be witnesses where? In Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then the uttermost parts of the earth. I have not seen any South African in Judea. I say, I have not seen any South African in Samaria. And I have not seen any South African in the uttermost parts of the earth. Therefore, I want to ask you, what spirit is here? Is it the Holy Spirit? Is it the Holy Spirit? If you say you have the Holy Spirit, let me see you being a witness in Jerusalem, and then Judea, and then Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
That is, look. One day God spoke to my heart. I'm sure it is God. He told me that the spirit in the church is not the Holy Spirit.
I said,
how? It's not the Holy Spirit, it's the spirit of the world. Then I said, why? He said that when the Holy Spirit comes, people will go from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the Atom when they have the Holy Spirit on them. And the main thing they will be doing is witnessing. So, if you want to know whether you have the Holy Spirit, read this book. This book shows the effect or the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. For instance, the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on your mission. When the Holy Spirit comes, it's witnessing. Not money.
Yeah.
Not money.
So business.
So that you see pastors, they have become like bank manager, motivational speakers. Life what? Shame on you, shame. You are ashamed. You are ashamed to the Bible. You are ashamed to the Bible. I said, you are ashamed to the Bible. Shame on you. Something that Jesus said, it prevents people from going to heaven. That is what you are the specialist of preventing. You see, he said that hardly. Hardly shall a rich man enter into heaven. And your aim is to make people rich. And you are a pastor. You are a man of God. Hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom. And you, your vision is to make people rich, to make them have the condition which is very difficult to go into heaven. That's your aim. Something that Jesus said, do not lay up treasures. Do not. But your preaching messages mainly are how to gather more and lay up more money and more things on earth. When Jesus said, don't do this, you are teaching how to do that particular thing.
Hey!
I don't think so. Something that Jesus said, this is the challenger of God, not the devil. He said that you cannot serve God and mammon. These two are the ultimate idol, the ultimate God, the ultimate idol challenging God is money. And you, your ministry is to raise the idol, like you are carving the idol and lifting it up higher and higher. You are building the ultimate challenger of God.
Lento athe uYesu ingumcali mngeni kuThixo isithixo semali uMormon wena uyinkontile uyayibeleka uyayifunqula ulwa uThixo ngayo. What? Hey.
Don't reject the words of Jesus Christ himself. If you are a man of God, and you are here, you are lucky to be here today. Yes, you are lucky to hear what you are hearing. Because God is calling you to turn away from foolishness. God is calling you to turn away from foolishness. That is not the ministry. If you say you have money, then let us see the effect of the money on the church and the work of God. But like I said, I haven't seen even one South African pastor crossing even to Zimbabwe. Even Zimbabwe. I've been going to Zimbabwe for so many years. There is no South African pastor there. God so loved the whole world, including Zimbabwe and South Africa and Malawi and Lesotho and Swaziland and Botswana.
When Zenzu Chiku Tanda Wangi Shabati, Watanda, ne Malawi, ne Zimbabwe, ne Botswana and South Swaziland.
Amen. So the reason I'm saying this is that I'm trying to turn your attention to your mission.
And
the mission of the Holy Spirit. Look, that is why if you leave me alone without restrictions, I will just be preaching about the Holy Spirit and the anointing. And if you leave me alone to preach, I'll preach always about salvation. Look, what is the mission of the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit came, what happened? As soon as he came, 3,000 people were saved. That the day that he came into the ministry of them. I mean, instant. When he arrived, Acts
2.
Within a few minutes, Peter had just enough time to preach from Acts 2, from about verse 8 9, down to verse 38. He had some few minutes. How long it would take you to read that up to down to verse 38, then 3,000 people were saved straight. Salvations. Not falling downs. Not falling down. Salvations. Not 3,000 offerings. 3,000 salvations. Holy Spirit. Real Holy Spirit. That's chapter 2. Chapter
3.
A miracle. One miracle. The man, the crippled man,
who met
Peter and what John going to the temple and said, silver and gold have I not? That was three.
Yes, in the
chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
By verse 5, another 5,000 people were saved. on the presence and the arrival of the Holy Spirit into this world. And Jesus himself said, look, you will receive power. And the main thing the Holy Spirit will make you do is to become witnesses. Do you think I know anybody in this town? Of course, we have a church in the area, but so many places we are going in South Africa. We are Polokwane, Nkowankowa, where? Zanin. Welcome, Powell, Worcester, Mitchell's Plain. What are some of the places? Mokopane, Venda, Toyando, Secunda, Seboking, Mafikeng, Cruzbeck, Mamelodi. So, all over. Do you think I know? I don't know anybody there. It's the Holy Spirit on me is leading me to go to those places to go and win souls for Jesus Christ.
South Africa, with the devil's kulu, Omazanin, Secunda, Gumoya Nwele, on the Tumelapa, Asini Mubazalwan.
Yeah.
That's all.
Some of you even here, you have never gone even to Polokwane to go and win a soul before. Even just within Jerusalem. You are, South Africa is Jerusalem.
Wow.
Today is the beginning of the Holy Spirit coming on your life. Amen. Do you want the Holy Spirit? Do you really want the Holy Spirit? This is the mission of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. To the poor. And some people have turned it that the gospel to the poor is that you will be rich. Like good news to any, once you are poor, good news means you will be rich if you are poor. So he has changed it that you preach the gospel to the poor means that poor people will hear that they will be rich. That is the gospel.
Hey.
Sometimes I cry for Jesus.
I say,
Jesus, people don't love you. People don't love you at all. You have loved us so much. But we don't love you back.
Hey.
Especially pastors. So brothers and sisters, we must amplify whatever we are doing. South Africa has a lot of crime. Drugs,
is
poverty,
indala,
difficulties.
Iwunzima.
Is it not true? These are works of the devil. The church must rise up. Amen. You are now free. You are ruling your own country. For 21 years.
Hey.
You must rise up and do great things for God. Hallelujah. I had a camp recently in Jamaica. And the theme of the camp was attempt great things for God. Attempt great things. How many are ready to attempt great things?
Amen.
That's why I'm here. I'm attempting to do great things for God. To even come here is a great thing. To arrive is a great thing. That's why sometimes when I sit on the stage, I start laughing. I just start laughing because I'm happy. I'm happy that I've come. But it's a great thing to come.
Yeah.
I see you going to places to preach the gospel. God is going to use you to do great things. Attempt great things for God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how are you going to attempt great things for God? You need to desire the Holy Spirit. The anointing. You see, even unbelievers know that certain things you cannot do it unless God is helping you. Yes. We could never come here if it was not for a power that is helping us.
No.
Huh? Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, I can see that nobody can do this thing unless God is with him.
So
what you need is to have the help of God. And that is why we have this book on steps to the anointing. Catch the anointing. Sweet influence of the anointing. And amplify your ministry. My ministry started in a classroom. There were no members in my church. When I started the church, there was another church meeting in that same classroom at
8:30.
And I begged the pastor that we want to start our church. We are all students at 6. He said, okay.
But
he warned us that when it's time, we shouldn't overstay. This was my great golden opportunity to start a church. And I started at 6 o'clock. Everybody in the church was a child. Yes, we were all students. Small boys and girls. Nobody had a car in the church. Nobody had a car. And nobody was married. And nobody had money. Yeah. The sound system in the church. I had speakers, the loud speaker that you use in your sitting room. The one that you use in your sitting room. I had two. I brought it as the loud speaker of the church.
That my best speaker second is.
That was the first sound system of the church.
Hey, sound system,
the amplifier is called Onkyo Amp. Onkyo. With two small speakers.
The speakers being the kumba kumba.
I was happy. And I went out, for the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. I went out preaching. My father was a politician at a point. And he had megaphones for political rallies. But But it had been so many years since he has used it. It was in the rubbish dump room of the house. So I asked him, can I? In fact, I went for it before I asked him. I went for these cone speakers. And I use it for, outreach.
Preaching.
Then I took my guitar at 5 a.m. in the morning. I went to a school where they were training nurses. And I played myself. So I didn't have any singer. I played myself and I sang myself. Greater love has no man than this love. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us all. Greater love has no man than this love. Jesus Christ. I was singing to the nursing. They were all sleeping. 5 o'clock. It was dark. Your mother may love you. Your father may love you. But none will die for you. The love of Jesus. The sweet, sweet love of Jesus. The love of Jesus surpasses all. Then I put my guitar down. Then I clap. Wake up!
That's okay.
Hey, I preach. It was dark. No light. It's dark. Dark. 5 o'clock in Ghana is dark. It's not like here.
I preach to the
building. I can't see anybody, but I know that they are there.
And
after preaching, I said, if you want to give your life to Jesus, change from your nighty and wear another dress and come out here now. I'm standing here with my guitar. Come out. And I stood there.
Dema.
And with my guitar.
Yes, King Sam.
And suddenly the door opened. One came out. Another came out. Another came out. They came to give their life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, many of them are still in the church. The same. And their children are in the church. I'm now their pastors. So my church started in a classroom. I was always in the classroom on Sunday. But I wanted to amplify my ministry. I wanted to transform. Transform my ministry into something bigger and something better, because there is always something higher than where you are. Today God is transforming your ministry and amplifying your ministry in Jesus' name. Yes. Transformation. If God can use me, God can use you too, I'm telling you. Look, no one has ever chosen me for anything. Yes. Class prefect. Assistant class prefect. School prefect. Assistant school prefect. They never, from class like this up to university. Never. Prep prefect, dining hall, nothing. House prefect, nothing. Even when I joined the Christian fellowship, they didn't choose me. When I was in sixth form, they should have chosen me as one of the seven executives. But they didn't choose me. And when they finished choosing all the seven, they realized that they have left me out. I was not chosen to be prayer secretary, organizing secretary, president, vice president, treasurer, organizing secretary, all the seven positions. They didn't give me. When they realized they have left me out, they created a new position called prayer secretary West. Prayer secretary West. I joined a group called Calvary Road. I started branches for them. Some of the branches are still there. Yes. They never appointed me. Never up till today. So, if human beings will not choose you, but God can actually choose you and use you. That's why I'm saying that if God can use me, he can use you too.
Amen.
So how do you transform or go higher? You need the anointing.
Amen.
Anybody who knows about God's work, keep your eyes looking at anointing. Don't look at other things. Don't look at color. Don't look at tribe. Don't look at money. Don't look at education. Don't look at all those things. Because you see, God uses people who are not educated. You see, most of the people God uses are not educated. Most, actually. And sometimes, and it's unusual, but sometimes God uses somebody who is educated, like myself. I'm educated, and God is using me. But it's not common.
Yeah.
Like Paul. Paul was used. Paul was a lawyer. Usually it comes with a responsibility. Of writing. Yes. Usually it comes with the responsibility of writing. God wants that person to write things for the church. Yes.
Yes.
Because the others may not have that gift to write. So even Derek Prince, he was a Cambridge scholar. And God used him to write a lot of things for the church. Don't say, oh, I'm a woman, God cannot use me. No. God uses women too. God can use you. The most powerful healing anointing I know was from a woman.
Catherine Kuhlman.
So don't tell after if I was a man, if I was a woman, if I was rich, if I was black, if I was white, if I was American, if I was what? If I had money, if I had a millionaire in my church. Me, I don't have any. If I had all these then I would do. Now.
So good to get Baba Dim Shope, Baba de Fundile, Baba de Millionaire, Dimusosi Kitty Kitty, Dina Bantaba Nins, then Dino Yens, a lot layer. I call one of us a lot.
I wish I could tell you that, oh, there is a very rich man who is giving us money to do something. But I don't have such a, any person.
Like
small. We use savings and then
inyembezi namathe kuze kwenzeke izinto.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Look at the anointing. Now, where is the anointing? This church is a good example of what I'm talking about. The way the church is designed. You see, this is the tabernacle. And God, can you be God for this meeting? God is here. What do you have here? Uh-huh. Right here. Wave to the people. Can you see? You can't see? One more step.
You can see only here.
Yeah, you can see there. That's fine. So, hi, go down. Yes. So, that's the... We have the outer court.
Outer court.
Where you come and then you, the first thing you do is you sacrifice. And there's a lot of blood. There's an altar. Then after that, you have a basin to wash, which is the laver. These are in the outer court here. We are far from the anointing. Anointing, are you there? God, are you there? Uh-huh. Can you see? How many can see God in there? It's far. Wave your scarf so that we can see the...
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's why it's called steps. From here to there. From here to there. It's a journey to get to the anointing. Anointing, are you there? So you see, some of you haven't even come to the tabernacle. You are far from the anointing. Anointing, are you there? So it's steps. So you take these steps, all these steps, you have to sacrifice. Losing. This book is called Losing. Suffering. Sacrificing. And dying. Yes. Without the first step here of sacrificing an animal, you can't progress to here. I wish I could be nearer the anointing, like maybe somewhere here.
But
to come here, I have to finish with here. Anointing, are you there? I have to finish with this. And I need sacrifice. Today, we are all preaching about prosperity, good life, happiness. So nobody is prepared to preach about sacrifice. I have not seen any South African sacrificing his life to go to the mission field. Wow.
Oh-ho. Oh-ho.
Do you know that white people sacrificed their lives to come as missionaries to South Africa? Look, when I read about David Livingstone, his father took him, walked with him to the harbor. Yes, from what are the two towns in Scotland? Edinburgh and the other one, Glasgow, where the harbor is. He walked with him. 10 miles or so, and brought him and said bye-bye to his son. You see, when you are going to Africa in those days, it was called the dark continent, the white man's grave.
You
know that the white man will die. But they gave their children. Go, it's okay. Go, it's okay. Yeah. When you come to
Ghana,
we have a cemetery for white people who came to Ghana to preach in
1843.
No roads. No telephone. No mobile. No internet. No cars. Nothing. No medicine. They came. And when they came, many of them died. Most of them died about 6 weeks to 3 months. Because malaria takes 3 weeks. When a mosquito bites you, it takes 21 days before the fever can start. Look, West Africa is not like here. You know, here you don't have mosquito nets. See, you can open your window like this.
In
West Africa, we cannot do this because we need a mosquito net. Because there are a lot of mosquitoes outside. When you open like this, they will come, they will bite.
Entona Africa ke funeka ube ne net ye mosquito. Ngoba xa zifika, ziyakutsweba.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
3 weeks!
In Vegas, that
your fever will start.
Kalum kusha.
Most of them die. When they die, another 6 people will come. When they die, another 6.
Yeah.
Why? To bring the gospel of Jesus to us. And today, what about you? What are you doing? You will not send anybody anywhere. You will not go anywhere. Only you have become a motivational speaker about life and money. Shame on you. So different. So different. So different. Yes. But without sacrifice, we cannot, we will have churches but no power. This book is one of the most important books that I ever wrote. This is the element that gives power.
Yeah.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, the preaching of the cross is the power. When you take out the cross, the power has been taken out. Amen.
Amen.
I remember a man, he had a lot of girlfriends. He slept with so many, he conquered all of them. So he felt he was very mighty. Hey, he calls himself bed. A conqueror.
This is better school.
All the girls he slept with said, ah, you are so fantastic. So one day he got married. When he got married, after 1 year, 2 years, his wife was not pregnant. But he saw himself as very powerful and mighty. So how am I not able to make her pregnant? He went and did a test. When he did the test, you see, when he ejaculates, something comes. But there is something that is not in it. That you cannot see with your eye. There was no seed, sperms. It was just water. Water is coming.
Hey.
It's water, but
that
thing, the power is out of it.
Hey! Hey!
So what is happening is that pastors are just speaking, but it's water. The actual seed, the power is out. There is preaching. Or there is singing. There are churches. But something is out. And when that thing is out, it's like water is coming. Water. No power. No power to change the world. Which religion is spreading today? It's not Christianity. It is those who are prepared to die. They like dying. We like living. You see, every religion's power comes from sacrifice. The power of a religion is from the sacrifice in the religion. A lot of people can preach what I'm preaching. But not so many are medical doctors who have given up being a doctor to come and preach. You can preach the same verses. But there is an element. That element is not easy to see when it's not there. It's called the cross. The sacrifice. When it is not there. You see, that guy, I remember he was shocked. The organs, everything looks normal, even sometimes it's very big, but there is something is gone.
Hey.
When he ejaculates, it's water. Wow. And today we have big churches.
Yeah.
Big churches. In America. Nothing. Power is gone. Power is gone. Everything is good life, happiness, good marriage, good children. So sacrifice, you meet it at the beginning before you can even go inside. and you meet the lava, which is the word of God, you must wash yourself. Steps to the anointing. Then after that, you go in here.
And then
to the next anointing. Are you there? Now I've come higher. You see, I'm getting closer.
Yes,
you understand? I'm getting closer.
Yes, yes,
I'm getting closer.
Yes,
I said, I'm getting closer.
Yes,
it's a journey. Hallelujah.
Luhambo.
Are you prepared to pay the price to come closer? Yes. And if you are not prepared to pay the price, you'll be far. In fact, now that I'm standing here, I can see that you people are really far from the anointing.
If you see the
anointing. Anointing, are you there? Yeah. Now, we have the shoe bread. You have the light of the candle. And you have incense. Three things. Yeah. Incense. Yes. Now, listen. When you come here, there is no sunlight. There's no light from outside. The only light is the light from the candle. When you are getting nearer to God and nearer to the anointing, what you need greatly is revelation light from God. It is not natural light. Yesterday, at the crusade, I was preaching about antivenom. That is not a natural light message. It's a revelation. Without revelation, supernatural light, you cannot go higher. That is why when you encounter certain books and tapes and CDs, you are receiving supernatural light. That means you are getting nearer to the anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. When you encounter certain books, certain CDs, certain messages, you are getting nearer. One day Jesus asked Peter, who do men say that I am? Somebody said, oh, you are Elijah. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are a prophet. Some say you are a healer. Then he asked Peter, who do you think I am? He said, you are the Son of God. Immediately, Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. In other words, it's not a natural knowledge. You can't know it in the natural. But my Father, you see, Jesus saw that the Father has given him some special revelation to know that he was the Son of God. Immediately, Jesus said to him, I have now decided that I will build my church on you, Peter. You'll be the rock because I've seen that you have had supernatural light and revelation.
Yes.
Supernatural light. This place here, is supernatural. One day I was sitting in my study in my house. I have a chair in my study. I sit on it. I was not asleep. Suddenly somebody appeared in front of me and spoke to me and said to me, "You must have crusades. It's very important. And when you have the crusade, it is very important for you to pray for the sick."
I
was not asleep. I was sitting. And the person disappeared. By a supernatural revelation, I decided to follow that light. I'm not following my own thinking, but a supernatural light that is taking me higher in God. Look, I was also a pastor with my mega church in Accra. Supernatural light guiding me. At this level, it's supernatural light, not the candle light from the candlestick.
No candlesticks.
One day,
calling you,
the Holy Spirit, I was sitting on that same chair, actually. And I asked God,
Oh God,
what shall I do to bear much fruit for you? Do you know what happened? Instantly, I saw a hand. A hand like this. Holding a book. That's all. Immediately, I knew the Holy Spirit was telling me, books, we will bear fruit through your books.
Yeah.
God has and all these books are anointed. Very anointed. You see the books lying down. You see it lying down. Then it starts to move by itself. Millions. This book, there are millions.
Millions.
In different languages. Yes.
Yeah.
You have reached a place of supernatural light. One day, the Holy Spirit showed somebody to me.
He said,
follow this person. Yes.
Huh?
But I didn't want to follow him. I didn't want to follow him. Because I didn't like his preaching. So I didn't want to follow him because I did not like how he preaches. When he preaches, I don't understand it. And the Holy Spirit said to me, follow this person. So I started to play his videos when I'm praying, but I can't listen because I don't understand what he's saying.
Hey!
Very mysterious preaching. But I always pray because that's what the Holy Spirit told me. One day, I was lying on my face and the video was on. Suddenly, I began to understand. Then I sat up. I said, hey, this is what it means. From that time, I began to understand all that he was saying. And through that, I entered into miracles.
Miracles.
I said miracles. 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 Miracle ministry. Miracle ministry. Miracle ministry. Today I want to encourage you to amplify your ministry through miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
Take it from me. I am your classroom boy. Everybody say classroom boy.
I
am your classroom boy. I mean, classroom boy. Yeah. That's why sometimes I laugh when I'm on the stage. It is funny to me. When I see God moving. Because I am equally amazed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The anointing. Supernaturally. Will guide you. Anointing, are you there? Anointing, are you there? How many want to get to the anointing? Wow.
Oh my God.
Supernatural revelation. One day, I was praying somewhere. And I was listening to somebody preaching. His name is Kenneth Hagin. Somebody gave me one of his books. When I read it, I said, wow. Has he written other books? You see, what you don't know is that books are read and are sold by the one who wrote it. By the person. You see, when you read a book by somebody, you know that he has written other books.
So
my question was, what other books? That is why I made this called the Macarius. Even about 3 days ago, somebody sent me a picture of somebody who is photocopying my book. He's making photocopies because they don't have the book. In South Africa, here.
They have made photocopies.
Yes. One pastor told me, he said, I thought you have only written one book. I didn't know you had more books. So that's why I made this one available for pastors.
All
40 books. Amen.
40 books.
Yes. So I asked, is there any other book by Kenneth Hagin? And I got to see more books. Then I started to listen to his preaching, please.
Makane.
Yeah, Makane Ion. Yeah. I started to listen to him preaching. So one day, I didn't know I was buying my life.
And this understands when the tengu bomi bam up.
I went to a bookshop. The bookshop's name is Lord J Bookshop.
Mr.
Francis, do you know that bookshop, Lord J? When I entered the bookshop, you asked for the names you know. So I said, do you have any Kenneth Hagin? He said, yeah, we have here. I picked it. I didn't know I was picking my life. I didn't know I was picking my trucks. I didn't know I was picking my cars. I didn't know I was picking my tickets. My tickets to Japan and my tickets to Korea. I didn't know. I picked it. I didn't know I was picking it. I didn't know I was picking my worldwide offices. I didn't know I was picking thousands of churches. When I picked it, I said, give me. How much is this? How much?
1988,
I bought it. Lord J Bookshop. Tapes.
Nance, Bazalwan. Nance.
and I drove to a town called Suhum. And there I was for 1 month doing medical work. But when I finished, I was free.
Oh, free.
I put the thing in. I put the tape in. And I was at my bed. For me, I don't go to library. I don't sit at desk. I lie down.
Yeah.
I was lying down. Then at a point, I decided to kneel down.
About
7 o'clock in the evening. The tape was playing. My wife had given me, she was not my wife then, she was my friend. She had given me a small tape recorder, auto reverse. When it finished, it comes back. When it finished, it comes back. When it finished, it comes back. So from 7 o'clock when I put it, it played till tomorrow. The same preaching, the same message.
Hey!
I fell asleep.
Dalala.
Then I woke up.
Dafuka.
3 a.m.
Who was traveling?
The tape was playing.
Yeah, Kali tape recorder.
Continue to pray.
Yeah, the
oh,
suddenly.
Something jumped out of the tape.
And
entered my belly. I felt it going out.
And
then I heard a voice. And the voice said, from today, you can teach. From today, you can teach. Supernatural light. Supernatural light. Today. But you see, you may even ask because I was already teaching.
25
people in my church, in my classroom. Yes, 25 people.
But
that day I received an anointing. So when he said, from today you can teach. What he meant was a supernatural power to teach the word of God has come upon you.
Yes.
Supernatural power. An anointing. Anointing has come on you to teach. Almost all the time when I stand up, that is the anointing. Yes. Almost. Even when I'm preaching at crusades, that's the anointing. Because if you listen to crusade preaching, it's like teaching about salvation.
Yeah.
If you listen to this, what is it? Give me the evangelist. Yeah, if you listen, you see that it is like teaching about salvation.
Yeah.
It was actually the anointing to write books.
Yeah.
Look, most pastors, many pastors have written books. Maybe you print 1,000, 2,000 copies. We have published, even just within this year, over 1 million books. More than 10, 11, 12 million books published. Million. Not a small thing.
Hey,
and here I am in East London teaching. The day that he said, from today you can teach, God saw I will stand in East London and I will teach the word of God.
Wow.
I started to teach my church. 25 people. There was a girl called Mercy. Her son is now one of my members. She is the first person in the world who noticed the anointing on my life.
Yeah.
She wrote to her friend.
And
she said, Brother Doug, that time I was not called pastor, I was just brother. She said, Brother Doug, there is something different about Brother Doug.
Hey.
But she didn't know what has happened to me. That is the power that is coming on your life. Read Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Read it.
Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. My God.
My God.
My God.
Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. What does it say? From verse 1. Read verse 1, then you read verse 2. Anointing, are you there?
Ukhona apho ntambi singabaleki. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2.
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee.
Wow.
Wathi ke kum, nyana womntu, shukuma, ndizothetha nawe.
Verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me.
The Spirit did what?
Entered into me.
Entered into me when?
He spake unto me.
You see, when I was kneeling down, the preaching was going on. So, the speaking was going on. And when he spake, the Spirit entered into me. That is exactly what happened.
Umoya wangena pha kum. Njengoba nam njengoba ndimamelele le tape, weyikhubeleka intshumayelo. Kodwa njengoba isunayezo pha le ntshumayelo, umoya kaThixo wangena pha kum.
Wow. Acts chapter 10, verse 44, please.
Izenzo isahluko seshumi, iverse yamashumi mathathu anesine.
Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter yet speak these words.
While Peter was doing what?
Yet speak these words.
What was Peter doing? He was preaching, isn't it?
Yes.
He was speaking.
We are tethered to Petros.
While Peter yet speak these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Oh.
The Holy Ghost fell on those who were hearing the words. John chapter 6 verse 63. Anointing, are you there?
John chapter 6. John chapter
6. I'm getting nearer to the anointing. I said I'm getting nearer to the anointing.
John
chapter
6
verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
It is the Spirit that makes a useless dead pastor come alive in the ministry. I see you coming alive. I see you coming alive. I see you coming alive. It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
The flesh profited nothing.
Nothing.
The words that I speak unto you.
The words that I speak. The preaching.
They are spirits and they are life.
They are spirit and they are life. That is why when you are listening to preaching as a minister, you are listening to words being spoken to you. That is why as you are listening to the words, you can expect to receive the Spirit and the anointing into your life.
Lindele ukufumana intambiso yalamazi wathethwe bomini bakho.
I teach my pastors to listen to preaching.
Listen. Listen.
Look, that is why I put together this thing called the Makane. Makane Extra. And Makane Iron.
I
think it's down there. Under.
Okay. Okay.
It's preaching. I asked the Holy Spirit, which is the most anointed of all my preaching? And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, it is easy to see. I said, what do you mean? He said,
oh,
the one which has the greatest effect. I said, what effect? He said, the one which makes people change their lives radically. Almost every camp, there is somebody who is converted to work for God, suddenly, supernaturally.
Oh, yeah.
One day I was preaching just 2 days or 3 days after September 11th. I was preaching.
September 11th.
And the preaching was, what is your life? It's on the
Makane.
There was an American sitting there. She worked for at Wall Street.
Wall Street.
From that day, I don't want to do anything. I only want to work for God. From that time, she came to be with me. She left all those Wall Street and whatever. Almost every camp, I had a camp called Double Mega Missionary Church. There was a man there, he was a lecturer in London. He said, I surrender. I want to go as a missionary. He went to Australia. I was preaching at a camp called, I think, All Out. There was a lady, she was a lawyer in Milton Keynes. She said, I pointed to her, I said, I've changed your job. I was just preaching. Even once we were at the meeting, the judges were calling her from the different cases.
But
she just resigned. She went to Mali. Do you know Mali? Mali,
Africa. What in
the Holy Spirit said that the one which had the most effect, you see, is the camps. This one, the three. In fact, there was one pastor, he said, not a pastor, I asked him, a young man, I asked him, are you listening to the Makane? He said, no. He said, no. I said, why? He said, well, I'm afraid of that thing.
What?
Because he was an architect. He said, if I listen to it, I'll stop being an architect. So I can't listen to that thing. Hallelujah! Yeah, he said, no. I listened to Ismail. I said, no. I have learned by experience the power of God in listening to preaching. And that is why this one, I made it specially and brought it to you.
Amanda, okumamela intshumayelo. Leke ndiyishicilelele wena kuzuyimamele ikwazi ukushintsha.
And today I'm going to give you a special offer, a special gift. These things.
Zonke izinto zilapha.
And the books, but I'll tell you about it before I finish. If you are serious, to transform your ministry, to amplify your ministry. Today is the day of opportunity for you. Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I'm still in the court, and as I've received supernatural, supernatural light. From today you can teach. Then I go. Because with the light I can go deeper. Into the anointing.
And
when I get into the anointing, I am enjoying the anointing.
They enjoy the anointing.
Hey, and then I come out with that anointing to minister.
Yeah,
to minister. Then, when you see me, you cannot see the anointing.
Are we born in Tambiso?
You cannot see.
Are you born?
Because the anointing is like the wind.
Go by jambis, you bufana no more, yeah?
You can, many times you cannot, most of the time you can't even feel it. I've learned to be very careful about feelings. The anointing is like the wind. You cannot see it. But you can see the effect. So me, I can't see anointing. But I can see the effect. When I wrote my
book,
I never thought anybody would read it, honestly. Never. I'm a pastor and I'm preaching. I'm a Christian. I don't have to stand here to tell lies. I'm saying that when I wrote the book, I never thought anybody would read my books. To make me happy or something. There was a professor who launched my books. He said, congratulations. I said, professor, please don't laugh at me.
Hi, professor, man. Professor.
Then I watched my book. My books are like a crab, like crabs. You see it lying on the floor. It gets up like this. It gets up by itself and starts walking. Just how these books are.
Just
moves by itself.
Yeah.
It moves by itself.
Just take it. I'm not. Oh my God.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I met a pastor in Kenya. He said to me, Bishop, I don't want to say. He said, look, I never knew you had written more than one book. Somebody gave him this book, Mega Church. He said, me and my wife, we sat down, we read this book. We were not pastors. But in the book, there's how to start a church, how to get devoted members, how to have permanent members, how to let the church grow. He said, I read it, then we decided to do it in our sitting room. Many years ago, I met him. He told me, look, from zero, he said, today in Kenya, at that time, we have 700 people, 700 people, Sunday morning, sitting there.
Utike, don't fool this one, sir, Kenya. Bona nengoskas, bayake.
Recently, one of my pastors went to Fiji. When he presented his passport, the man looked, he said, Ghana? You are from Ghana. He said, oh, there is a very famous Ghanaian pastor. We all know him in Fiji. Who is that? Dag Heward Mills. Me.
Dag Heward Mills.
I've never been to Fiji before. In my books. I said, I don't know how the books went. They said, oh, this is a famous Ghanaian pastor in Fiji. And I think he even brought out a book. He said, there's a famous pastor here. All the pastors read his books here.
that's what
is anointing. You can't see it all.
You
can see the effect of it and different things. You say,
hey, wow.
So I realized that vision that God gave me when I was asking, what can I do to be fruitful? It was true. It's the books. Fiji.
Wow.
So brothers and sisters, you have to respect the anointing. You have to put your eye and do whatever you need to do. Especially reading.
Yes.
Reading and listening. Because when you read, sometimes you have to listen. When you listen and you read, the two make you go further and faster.
Because
you cannot write everything. If you write everything, the book will be too big. This book, for instance, it just has points. Steps, where is it? Steps. If you are not serious, you will not get much from it. It just has the points. If you are not serious and you don't meditate, you can't get much from this book. There are no stories in this book. There's no stories in it. Because you can't write all these things I've been saying now. When I write it now, the book will be like this. You see the book, you will be tired. When you see it, you start sleeping. Turn to Revelation chapter 10.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Revelation chapter
10.
Wonderful. Revelations chapter 10. Hey. And I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven. Oh, doctor, you can read for me. That would be wonderful.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, verse 1, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth.
Go to verse 8.
Verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me,
give me what?
The little book.
Give me money.
Ah.
Give me some rands. Some Zim dollars. Some US dollars. What should the angel give you? The what? The little book.
Okay. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up.
Do what? What should you do with the book?
Eat it up.
Somebody doesn't know what it means to eat a book. Okay, continue.
Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter. But it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Amen.
Wow. Look at an angel so big that one leg is in East London and one leg is in the sea.
Hey!
Can you imagine how tall the angel is? Do you have the sea here? Is the sea nearby?
Yes.
Even here, from here to the sea. In the huge. And what was the angel bringing? Was he bringing money? And we pastors, we just want money. We want cars. The day that I went to that shop and I picked. I was picking all the money that I needed in the ministry. Oh, yeah. All the money that will make us come here with all these trucks and cars and whatever and have this. We say, oh, I was picking
it.
The day that man gave me the book. And I read it. Small book. And I said, what is the man's name? What other books has he written? That's what to do when you read a book. What other books are there?
Because
sometimes the revelation you need is in another book, not even the book you have started reading.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So I... He says, I took the book. And he said, eat the book. Do you eat chisanyama?
Yes, I eat it. Also, yes.
Chisanyama?
Yes, Bishop.
This man has eaten a lot of chisanyama. Is it not true?
Yes.
It has joined his body.
Lendoda, ije uchisanyama kakul.
But we can't see whether this is the chisanyama or the ice is the chisanyama. The chisanyama has formed part of, you can't even see what he actually read, but it's now part of him. Me, when I read books, it becomes part of me. When I'm saying it, you would think it's an original revelation. You would think it's an original revelation. There is nothing like an original revelation. Don't listen to people who tell you to be an original. It's an American theory that came long ago and everybody is saying it because it sounds... Be an original. You don't have to follow anybody. You don't have to follow nobody. You be an original. God made you an original. God is going to use you as an original. Hey! Imitation is limitation. No, no more imitation. Imitation is limitation. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow. The Americans, as city, you want to come in, so soon since you don't get you, those nipisa, the bailento, oyeo, himfungu, fungu, and fishy fishy, the Americans lay.
No, I don't mean America, all of us, you know, it's a.
Okay, Lord.
The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun.
Is
there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It has already been of old. When I wanted to do crusade, I went to follow Bonke. I went to look at all his track, even his light. I took photographs of the light and the switches, and I went and made the same switches. Because you need a special switch for waterproof. It wasn't, I never saw. I lent it. Photograph, everything I copy. I believe, look, this one, art of following. My master secret to be standing here is the art of following, copying. I am the master copycat from Ghana. I tell you.
Utike, nemvuselelo ezi, dafunda kumfunsu bonke, dafunda yonke into, mna ndingumkopi, ophuma izandla mna.
I learned it from Bonke. Bonke says, hey, I said, hey, let me also say, maybe there's power in the thing. But when I say, hey, you think that it's original, but it's something that I have also copied. You are worrying yourself. You are worrying. That is why you can't move quickly. Anybody who asks you, bishop or evangelist, Dag, he would make, what is his master secret? The answer is, he's a copycat.
You
are an original. That's why we are not moving fast.
Look,
I read a book once. The book is called Why Rich Countries Are Rich and Why Poor Countries Remain Poor. And chapter 1, the reason why rich countries are rich, chapter 1, copying, emulation. Every rich country copies the next country. When you make power window, we will also make power windows. When you make automatic this, we also make. Nobody allows you to do something without me copying it. There's nothing like that in Europe.
Look,
Europe, they are the master challenger, top supremacy copiers of all groups of human beings. Europe.
Europe, I'm a Europe.
If you have this type of traffic light, they will make one. If you do this in your car, they will change theirs. Anything you do,
they will do it.
The reason why rich people are rich is because all rich people copy each other. When they see you are doing something, I'll do it. They copy. And all poor people also copy poor people what they are doing.
Utike, yonke lento ingumngcelele omnye. Abaphumeleleyo nabahlwene nabadlizamba nalikaPonto bakopa kwabanye. Namahlwempu ahlwempuzekileyo.
Look, Hey. All poor countries are specialized in farming. All poor countries specialize in farming. If you are poor, if a country is poor, the special is agriculture. If the country is poor, special is agriculture. I don't have to know the name of the country. If you tell me this country is poor, I'll tell you the main thing is agriculture in that country. If a country is rich, I don't have to know the name of the country. I know, they make cars, they make phones, they make iPad, they make this, they make fridges, television, this, that, watch. Yeah. I don't have to know the country. Everybody, all big churches do the same thing. All anointed people, all of them read. All anointed people read. All anointed people listen to message. Benny Hinn, when he came to my church, he was showing me the book that he was reading. He even told me that he was going to send me some books. He was telling me some very strange book that he reads. Then he was telling me, look, if I want to be anointed, I should. He told me something to listen to. I won't tell you what he told me.
Ndithikele bakuni bazalwane onke lamazwe aphumeleleyo ndisendiyazi uba ngamazwe lawo enza ubuchwephesha bale mihla ngamazwe enza izinto ezikwazi uba ziphinde zithengiseke le nto ke yenzeka nalapha emabandleni amabandla akhulayo namakhulu nawo akopa kwamanye amabandla akhulayo nenza kakuhle uthi ke nale ngqwangqwayi inguBenny Hinn yamchazela uba 14 imfihlelwi lapha.
Yeah, all are the same. You see somebody who is going, you see that the person reads, does certain things, same.
Ukuze baphumelele bayatsho siyafunda ukuze senze le nto siyifundileyo.
One day I was in a car driving from Switzerland to London. We have to pass through Germany, France, England, different countries. And I was sleeping in the car. It was very long. Throughout, I will open my eyes. To see, where are we?
Sipingoku.
When I look out, from Switzerland to England, everywhere was the same. The road is the same. Because France have copied Germany, and Germany have copied Italy, and Italy have copied Switzerland. Everybody has copied everybody. So you can't see the difference.
Injeli afana, Italy afana, goba, kukotriwa, kya kotwa.
Same. Traffic light, road, this, buildings, everything is the same. If you make one, I will copy
yours.
They will never sit down for you to have something wonderful that I should do farming whilst you are making mobile phones. You are making phone. I should sell tomatoes. And onions. I should sell onions whilst you are selling iPad and
what phones.
The art of following. Only 20% of the society reads.
Ngumyinge wamashumi amabini abantu abafundayo.
The top 20% of every society are the only people who read books.
Ikwa ngabo bantu ke bangumpondo zihlanjiwe apho ekuhlaleni ngabo abafundayo.
Are you in the lower 80% or you are in the top 20%?
Ingaba ke wena ke ulapha kumgwenya kugqusha.
I can't hear you. I say, are you in the upper 20 or lower 80%?
Uphezulu na okanye lapha kumgwenya.
Hey! Ayibo. So the angel brought a book.
Ingelosi yasisincwadi.
And what did the angel say? Eat it.
Until
it becomes original. Yes. And then now, what does he say? Read the last verse, verse 11.
Now that you have eaten the book,
what is going to happen in verse 11?
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many
people.
Thou
must do what?
Prophesy again before many people.
Prophesy is the same thing exactly as preaching.
Before who?
Many people. As you eat the books and receive the book, the little book, you are now going to speak to many people. The day the Holy Spirit said to me, from today you can teach, it meant I was going to teach many people. Yes. Many people. Your ministry would change from few people to many people. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There is a young man here. You are going to be used in foreign nations.
God is going to use
you in other countries. A day will come when you will travel from nation to nation. It will not be your own doing. The Lord will be taking you from place to place. You will be called for. You will be invited. You will be sought after. Because the anointing rests upon your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There is another guy here. You have a similar destiny. You'll be used by the Lord in different places. God will send you. He will send messengers ahead of you to recommend you. And you will be called for. Yes, it will happen. It will happen. Your destiny is changed. Paul said, The life I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God. The life I now live. That's not the life I was originally supposed to live. Originally, I was supposed to be in the consulting room. I was supposed to be in the clinic. I was supposed to be in the theater. But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, He anointed me and changed my life. He changed my future. And your future is being changed tonight, today. Your destiny is being changed today. He changed my activities. My whole life was changed by the anointing. Your whole life will be changed by the anointing.
Your whole life is changed. Mighty God.
Your whole life. You can't even recognize. This shall surely come to pass. For the Lord has determined a major change and transformation of your whole life.
My God.
Many people many nations. For you shall be traveling. To travel. To go far. To the ends of the earth. To be welcomed. In city after city. In nation after nation. It's your future. I speak concerning your future. I speak concerning the anointing.
Yes.
Nations. Tongues. Interpreters. You will have interpreters. Like this man. This man. You too, you will speak in a language. And other tongues will be heard whilst you are preaching. Receive it. And finally, kings. Kings will welcome you.
Kings
will welcome you. Will recognize you.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus.
I know you have said I'm not an important person. But it is not by being important. It's by my spirit. Says the Lord. Today you are little in your own eyes. But I will bring you out. And I will bless you. You will become important. In the places I have determined that you should be important. Receive importance from the Lord. Men may reject you. But your destiny is determined not by people's opinions about you, but by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Spirit. You are prophesying. Your prophecies are interesting. They are wonderful. People want to hear them. They will listen to them. Lift your hands. Your destiny is changing. Lift your hands. Your destiny is changing. Jesus. Jesus. I see and I hear the word transformation. Transformation. Amplification. A turnaround. A major change. A major change. Father, I receive it also. Thank you for a major change. Thank you for a major change. Thank you for a major change in this ministry, Lord. Thank you for a great change, Lord. A major change. A blessed change. Thank you for a blessed change in this ministry. I receive it, Lord. I receive it. I receive it. You to receive it. Receive it. A major change. Your life. Your life. Your ministry. Changing and turning around by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ramala mashimbele, shumbala makabaranda labala, rambe bo santa balaba kamanda la manda la mananda, melele megibara na mashanda la bakabalada, talababada. Yay! Lift your hand into the cloud. Lift your hand and enjoy the cloud of His presence, the cloud of His destiny over your life. It hangs over your life. It determines your future. It determines your future. Your life is changed. Your life is changed. Your life is changed by the anointing, by the Holy Spirit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added. You shall not seek all things, but you shall seek first and only the kingdom of God. Ah, all these things shall be added. Men shall search for them, but I shall give them to you. Men shall seek for them, but I will add them to your life. Men will fight for them, but I will give it to you easily. You will enjoy it. You will see good life. I will satisfy you. I will satisfy you. Halasipa fakala, upala masima bola, imashando la sima mama satala, bola pakipa la babanda, rema la bashonda la baba, repa la sesta lamu, la pala. I will satisfy you. I'll show you my salvation. I will be with you. I will help you. I will deliver you. La saka palabola, litaloma simba la makavalola, retelebeliba la badoba la badoba. will satisfy you. I will take away striving. I will take away longing. I will take away grasping. I will take away searching. For things that cannot satisfy. I will bless you and I will satisfy you. I will give you something to satisfy you. I will give you something to satisfy you. I will take away the search. I will take away the striving. I will take away the longing. I will take away the longing and the striving for things that you cannot find, that you cannot lay hands on, and bless you and help you and show you my salvation. I will satisfy you. Lo fa pala. Lembre che speli hilora. Membali bala macabra. Pati in palbalose. Shila halbas balaka. Tolo breke 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 breke. Tala bala basoka prana laba. What you cannot do for yourself. What you cannot do for yourself. Whatever you cannot do for yourself, he is doing it for you now. He is doing it for you now. He is doing it for you now. Whatever you cannot say for yourself, he is saying it for you. Whatever you cannot do for yourself, he is doing it for you. Whatever you cannot lift yourself into, he is lifting you up there. La fansa halmanaja. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by force. It's not by striving. It's not by grasping. It's not by searching. It's by my power, by my spirit. For these are given unto you this day. A blessed change, a blessed transformation, a blessed change of levels, a blessed change of level of your calling, of your ministry. To a higher level, to something greater, something better, something that I have called you into. For you shall walk in it. You shall see it practically. You shall see it practically. You shall see it practically and enjoy it practically. For my anointing is determined for you. You shall see it, experience it, love it, and enjoy it. Thank you. Thanks. 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 Manchpalhanasa. Mantal Mahabala Masambala. Metramba Balana Mandala Babandara Balala. Lebru Balabrambala Namala Bala Shandala Baba. Manto Su Mantal Mahava Shamandala. Yes, yes. So shall your destiny be. So shall your destiny be. For you see, you come from a place where the people who come from there do not do well. They don't amount to much. They don't go far. But says the Lord, I who can pick you have picked you. I who can select you, I have selected you. I who can choose you, I've chosen you. I will help you. I will lift you. I will fight for you. Ah, shamasopala kala, ramasandola habalbanagalala. Until you are seen at a place where you are not expected and where you are not expected or known or estimated to be ever, I shall put you there, says the Spirit of the Lord. For this is your calling. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Listen, listen. I remember now a vision. I saw a millionaire. The millionaire was a footballer in the vision. And the Holy Spirit showed me. You see, this millionaire, many years ago, he was a villager. He used to run around naked. He used to run around in the village without clothes. He used to walk around in the village without going to school. But I pick him from the village. Today he is traveling first class. And he has become a multi-millionaire through football. And so says the Spirit of the Lord. So shall it be in the ministry. That you will be in the village. And the Spirit of the Lord will pick you from nowhere. And transform you in such a way. That there is no comparison between where you are coming from and what you have become and what you shall become. For the Lord alone can do what he shall do. For that is the picture of your destiny. A radical transformation from a villager, from a naked boy, from a nobody into an international celebrity. This is what is the power of the Holy Ghost can do for you. He is lifting you up. As far as ministry is concerned, as far as his work is concerned, he shall pick you from darkness and set you upon a rock which cannot be moved. Therefore, rise up, my sons, my servants. Rise up now, rise up now, rise up now. Rise up, take the light I have given to you. Take the candles I have placed in your hand. Take the light I have placed in your hand and walk by that light. Don't use natural light, for you are going higher. You are going higher. Don't trust your senses. Don't trust natural things. You are going higher and you are going deeper. Therefore, walk by supernatural revelation. Walk by supernatural light. Walk by supernatural insight. For I am calling you to a higher and a higher and a greater place where you cannot walk by natural senses and logical thinking. But you must walk by my spirit and by a supernatural revelation and insight and direction that the spirit is bringing to your life and to your ministry. Walk by it. Lift your hand like this. I see a candle in your hand. Father, thank you for the candle that you are placing in everybody's hand. May you walk by faith and may you have faith to walk by the candle of the Lord that he places in your hand. By that direction, you will come to a green pasture. I see somebody finally seeing water, seeing green. You see green for the first time. You have been seeing brown. Everything has been brown. In a brown tree. Hey, but the Lord is causing you to see something green. For he's bringing you to a watered field. He's causing you to walk by rivers of living water and experience a refreshing from the Lord. Thank you. Thanks. 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 Blessed Jesus. We give you thanks. You may be seated.
And it's actually say the word of prophecy, because when the man of God is prophesying, of course he interprets word of prophecy. We see it and zonleti sage. Utiko utata kulenda ukuyo. Sukujonga ukupata nokuqweba nokuhlupheka nokuhlwembuzeka kulenda ukuyo. Utiko uyakuthatha ngoku uyakunyusela ukusa kwelinye inqanaba. Jonga lento uthixo akusa kuyo. Jonga le direction uthixo akukhokhelela kuyo. So the word of prophecy was saying that. That's why I couldn't interpret. I was saying I couldn't interpret both of the word of prophecy. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel that I should just end here. I want to just say one thing. Doctor, help me please.
Let you say,
I want to, you know, because this is what we are here for. I want to make a very special of 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 make a very special